The Goose Creek Prison, now under construction in the Matanuska-Susitna Borough, won't be completed until 2012, yet some in the State Corrections Department are examining a plan to privatize the facility. On Tuesday, Deputy Corrections Commissioner Dwayne Peebles briefed a State House Finance Subcommittee on the possible benefits of privatizing the prison. Peebles said the briefing came at the direction of last year's legislature.
We're just now kind of coming down to a budget, what we think it's going to cost to run Goose Creek. Look at what we're thinking our costs are going to be, and came to the conclusion that everything else is going to be a fixed cost except personal services line. And in comparing the preliminary state personal services line to what the other private vendors might be paying, and I emphasize the word might if they were operating Goose Creek, the major difference that we noticed was the benefit package.
But the savings could come at a cost to state union employees.
If a private contractor ran the facility, they would be responsible for hiring, training, and paying all the staff.
Peebles says four unions would be affected by privatization, and state union contracts call for a notification of each union if the state is considering going further with the plan. John Duffy, Matsu Borough manager, says he was not at the briefing, although he is in Juneau on borough business.
No, I have not heard that. However, I can respond in terms of our past experiences regarding privatization of prisons. In that regards, when we were working on this project that has resulted in the construction of Goose Creek, and I guess to summarize, you know, what the borough's feelings were at that time is that, you know, the borough was supporting a public prison because we believe that prison facilities are basically a public sector responsibility.
Peebles told legislators that the state could save about $6 million by turning over the prison to a private contractor. He said if the state ran Goose Creek, it would cost about $68 million a year. Peebles said the state would need to get proposals from private prison contractors to more accurately determine cost comparisons. Duffy says based on past discussions, privatization is not a cost saver.
And when we looked at some of the proposals that were out there for a private prison, they didn't seem to be saving much money. In fact, when you start to look at it, at least from our perspective at that time, it would cost more money.
Fairbanks Representative Mike Kelly, who is drafting the corrections budget, is taking a cautious view of the private prison plan.
There might be, more interest in that if we were looking at building and operating and looking at the private sector doing the whole thing. This mix and match where we'd build the prison but then others would operate it. I really don't think there's support at this time for going down that trail.
Duffy says depending on any lease agreement, a private prison administrator would have to pay borough taxes on the $240 million facility. Kelly says now that the report has been heard, it is his sense that the committee will drop it. The idea is tinged by earlier plans for private prisons in Whittier, Anchorage, and in other cities that have been proposed but eventually failed because of public opinion against the plans. Private prison plans have also been related to corruption cases, which snared some Alaska legislators.